over my soul. My rest is complete while I sit at a sweet, sweet spirit sweep over my soul.
Praise the Lord. The Lord bless you. Each and every one this morning, we give you a very warm welcome in our service. Isn't the Lord good? Amen. Good to worship the Lord. Praise God. Let's turn to Exodus. Exodus chapter 3. And just for a few moments, and I won't be trying to be too long. And our Wednesday services is back. We're back doing our Wednesday services, and I'm talking about the subject, why Jesus is greater. And we looked at the prophets and the angels Wednesday past, but we're going to look further. So pray for that this Wednesday night. And next Sunday morning, the Brother Larry will be preaching for us. But praise God. Let's read verse 13 till 15, and I want to talk about, is he the great I was, or is he the great I am? Verse 13, and Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers have sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, I am, have sent me unto you. And God said moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, have sent me unto you. This is my name for a week or a month, forever. Now, there's one thing God can never change. The church age books is at the back. If you haven't got one, take one. The seven church age book. But in that book, here's what it says. It says the greatest revelation of all revelations is that Jesus Christ never changes. That's the greatest one. So we've just read, I am forever. I am forever, not I was or will be. I am. Praise God forever. And this is my name. This is my memorial until one generation. 10 generations. My Bible says till all generations. Now we've been preaching a lot about covenant, and God never breaks covenant. God keeps his word. Let's bow our heads this morning. Praise God. And if you have the need this morning, and I'm thinking of a young woman this morning. I won't mention her name, but she's going to come. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for your mercy and for your grace. We bless you, Lord Jesus, for your goodness you have showed toward each one of us. Father, I do take the Holy Ghost right now to help me. And I thank you that you do. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your mercies this week. I have spurred young Carter. I pray your hand will be mightily upon him. Lord, that you'll call him, that you'll use him, that you'll save him and fill him with the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus, restore Aaron unto yourself. In Jesus' name, for every others in our families, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles, may the power of God move on them. We claim every one of them under that great token in the mighty name of Jesus. We place it upon them by faith in Jesus' name. Lord, you know the young woman that I'm thinking of this morning. I claim her for the Lord. Pray you'll turn her. Pray you'll bring her in the mighty name of Jesus for the glory of God. Bless each one in here. There's people in here need your miracle touch. Lord, I believe in miracles because I believe in God. Touch people in the name of Jesus. Confirm your own word with signs, wonders, and miracles in the name of thy holy child, Jesus. Bind every work of the devil, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. You may be seated this morning. Just to give you a bit of info update. Young Carter started his job. He's just 16. He's my brother's son. And you know, I told Matthew some weeks ago, I said, I believe the Lord has a call on him. Now you say, why did you say it? I don't know, but I said it. But sometimes when you say things, the devil wants to disprove it. And when God's hand's on somebody, the devil will make them do the opposite. You know, when I first told Rock, you're coming, he went clean mad. That's the truth. But the Lord got him. Now you need to claim people in your family. And no matter what it looks like, what the outward is, ignore all that. You believe God. Well, young Cardi started his job anyway, and he was helping a fella. He was just holding the equipment. They were grinding on it. He wasn't having the grinder the other fella had. But there's big gas bottles behind them. They fell. And they hit the fella with a grinder, and he fell with the grinder into Carter's arm. And then that pushed it on into the arm. 2 centimeters more, and I would have struck the main artery. And they said he never would have even made it to the hospital. He'd have been dead. Then they said they'd maybe have to reopen it and attach all the ligaments. He didn't know, but everything was all right. They didn't have to do it, and all's well. And he prayed himself. He told his dad. He prayed. God hears prayer. Even if you don't know what way you're praying or how to pray, you don't need to learn how to pray a big prayer. If it's from the heart, God will hear it. The Bible says, I cried unto the Lord in my distress, and he heard me, and he answered me from his holy hill. I tell you, God is real. The devil wants you to think God's not real, that he's changed, but the Lord is so real. God is so real. Praise God. Jesus Christ, the great I am, not the great I was. He is the same. Moses says, Lord, who am I going to tell them that sent me? They don't even know your name. You know, Moses, you could say, tried to do it his own way. He was trained in all the wisdom of Egypt. Old Joseph Smith, the Edom minister, Brother John, knew him better than me, and I was just a boy when I heard him preach once, but he said something that really blessed me, and I've never, ever forgotten it. He said that Moses was 40 years learning to be an Egyptian in Egypt, learning all the wisdom and the craft of the Egyptians, and he was good at it. And then he says Moses was the next 40 years on the backside of the desert learning how to herd sheep, and he was good at that as well. But he says then after he met the burning bush, he was the next 40 years learning that God was everybody. And I tell you this morning, God is everybody. The Bible says he's a very present help in the time of trouble. He says, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Though I'm with you always, even to the end, the Lord will not leave you. No matter what the devil tells you, no matter what he puts up and shows up, and someone could curse you out to your face and say, I'll never serve God, and God can turn them right round. That's the mighty God we serve. And even here we heard the other week of Moses. Moses didn't want to go, and God says, I'll kill you. Coming down the mountain, God was going to kill Moses. The Bible says that. But yet Moses did go. Not only did Moses go, but God used Moses. And Moses was a prophet sent from God, and he had the word of the Lord for the people of God. You have to remember that God's people were in bondage, not just for a few weeks, but for 400 years. They were in bondage and more bondage and more bondage. And every time the enemy tried to suppress them, they were so strong and courageous. God blessed them in so many ways, even though they were in bondage. You say, how do you make that out? Their women give birth to the children so easy when the Egyptian women didn't. Because of the hardness they'd done with them, they made them physically strong. But they were in there for 400 years. And even Joseph had prophesied that his bones be carried out and that left in Egypt. And God fulfilling every word when they left that Egyptian bondage. Even the very bones of Moses was carried out of Egypt to fulfill every single word that God has said. And God will fulfill every single word he says. There's not one word of God that'll fall to the ground. But when God speaks to you, and God will do what he says, every word that he says, for he watches his word to perform it and to bring it to pass. He keeps an eye on it. He doesn't leave it to Tom, Dick, or Harry. But God does it his own self. You don't fulfill it. God fulfills it because he is the great I am. This way that he's making for the children of Israel was a way of man-made impossibilities, but that which is impossible with man is possible with God. And the Bible says that they left Egypt and there wasn't a feeble one amongst them. Ignore all these films of them carrying them out and crutches and wheelchairs. That's all false. The Bible says that there wasn't one feeble person amongst them. God brought them out with a shout of victory. And the Egyptians were glad to see them go. And they gave them all their silver and their gold. And they came out rich and they came out blessed. And they came out under the prosperity of God and under the power of God. And Moses came leading them because the I Am was with them. And the cloud by day went before them. And the pillar of fire by night that brightened the way before them. And even when the enemies tried to follow him, they couldn't follow him because it was light to one and darkness to another. Amen. And all that the devil's meant for bad for you, God can turn it for good. Look at Job in the Bible. The devil challenged God, and God turned around to the devil and he said, I have a man. Think of it, it's a type of Christ, but yet it was Job, a perfect man, upright in all his ways. There's not a man like Job in the whole land. This is what God told the devil. And the devil said, take your hand from him and he'll curse you to your face. And God let the devil at him. And he took his children, he took his sheep, his oxen, his asses. He took everything he had, his camels, his building, his children. He took the lot. Then he came back for more and he took his help. And there Job sat with boils all over his body, almost dead. And he used to burst them open with the pots. Split them open and boils all over them. But God said, that's enough. And then the whirlwind comes down. And God's field in the whirlwind. And God speaks out of the whirlwind. And God says, stand upon your feet, Job. Get up with your loins. God's telling the devil, enough is enough. And maybe you're sitting here this morning. And God's saying to the devil, enough is enough. I am's here. I am's come on the scene. Amen. I am's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. I believe the God of Job's still God. Amen. And he said, stand upon your feet, gird up your loins like a man, and I will speak to you, and thou shalt command me. Amen. I tell you, God give Job back authority. God give Job back power. God reestablished Job in the land, in his person, in the whole province. He doubled his sheep, he doubled his ox, and his asses, and every single thing he had, God doubled it. The Bible says God will bless you, pressed down and running over the top. Hallelujah. The Bible says, prove me now, saith the Lord, and see if I'll not pour a blessing upon you that there's not even room enough to contain it. The I Am's here this morning. He's not the I Was. He's the I Am. He's the same when he was with Moses. He's the same when he was with Job. He's the same when he was with Abraham. He appeared to Abraham and he said to Abraham, Abraham, walk before me and be thy perfect for I am thy exceeding shield and thy great reward. And God blessed Abraham and he changed his name from Abram to Abraham. And he said, nations will come out of you and I'll make your seed like the stars of the heaven and like the sand upon the seashores. That's how much I'm going to bless you, Abraham. And God's people that came from Abraham are still blessed to this day. And the devil can't do one thing about it. And we're the royal seed of Abraham because of faith this morning in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise his name. Let me read you this from A.B. Simpson. We find God coming to Abraham at the crisis of his life as El Shaddai. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Oh, I'm full this morning. Amen. Praise God, a strong-breasted one. Like a little mother that leans upon his mother and it suckles on the mother and it obtains strength from the bosom of the mother. It is sustained. It's in a place of rest. It's in a place of strength. And Jesus Christ is around Shaddai this morning. We can rest upon him. We can lean upon him. When we're weary, he makes us strong. When we're sick, he heals us. He delivers us. The enemy wants to knock you down, but Jesus wants to lift you up. The enemy wants to bruise you and use you, but Jesus says he's wounded for your transgressions. The chastisement of your peace is upon him. With his wounds, his stripes, you are healed. Heal his own self, 1 Peter 2:24. Bear our sins on his body on the tree, that we've been dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose wounds we were healed. He wants to give you the opposite of the devil. Yes. The enemy has come to kill. He's come to steal. He's come to rob. He's come to destroy. But Jesus says, I am come that you might have life. Amen. And that more abundantly, like a brother John says, life and life to spare. You've got extra, yes. Extra. God can give you extra today. When you look at that weak girl, that weak son, and you think there's no hope, I want to tell you that you need to get in a secret place and you need to get before God and you need to get a hold of God. He's given you a name that's above every name. And when you place that name over them, things can change, things can happen, because the name of Jesus every knee shall bow. Amen. And every tongue confess to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Put that name on them. There's authority in the name. There's power in the name. The devil doesn't want no preaching in the name of Jesus. We know that. All we have to do is go into the book of Acts. They beat them disciples and they said, don't preach. No, you could preach in all the names of organizations and you can name prophets and evangelists and that's all good. But when you take to start the name of Jesus Christ, you're working with something that there's nothing else can match. You're working with something that every demon trembles at, that every demon fears at. That's the name of Jesus, because that name's far above, not just above, far above every single other name mentioned in heaven, mentioned on the earth. The name of Jesus is far above all. There's salvation in the name. Whosoever shall call upon the name shall be saved. Hallelujah. I didn't come to preach this morning, but I'm preaching. Hallelujah. The devil's a liar. He wants to use you. He wants to bruise you. He wants you to go about with your chin down, depressed and oppressed. He wants to send some extra devils to keep you down. But God this morning is sending ministering angels around this meeting this morning, ministering angels to minister the blessing, to minister the good and the blessing of Almighty God. Just like they were sent to Jesus. And they came and they comforted him. I tell you, they can come and bless you. Why? Why? Did the grinder not go 2 more centimeters? God stopped it. Amen. I tell you, I had a grinder in my hand many years ago, and a Roman Catholic worked for me, and the grinder went right to hit me in the main artery in the leg, and it just about broke the skin. And he says to me, Tom, I don't know how to tell you, but there's a hand stopped that grinder. He said, I saw someone stopping the grinder. It was going to go right into you, but someone stopped it. God in His mercy. Many of us wouldn't be here this morning, but it's God in His mercy. It's God that keeps you. It's God that preserves you. It's your life. It's in the hands of the Lord. And God has good plans for you. He's not bad plans for you. God's good plans for you. God's good desires for you. Praise God this morning. The devil's a liar. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord deliver them out of them all. I'll tell you, when you read the life story of God's prophet, Brother Branham, and he lost his wee daughter, and every time he prayed, everything was black. God wouldn't answer him. He wouldn't speak to him. He lost his wife. God wouldn't speak to him. God wouldn't answer him. And he was sent to them oneness people. You know them people that believe in Jesus only, that a lot of people criticize and condemn? He was sent to them. And he wouldn't go because his mother-in-law knew more than God. She thought she did, but she didn't. And he was coming down in that boat and was about to go over the waterfall. And he said, Lord, Lord, start the boat. And the boat wouldn't start. And he was about to go over the waterfall, the time of the flood in Jeffersonville. And he says, Lord, I'll go to them. I'll go to the oneness that my mother-in-law doesn't want me to go to. I'm going to go. I'm going to go to them. You ever hear James McConnell's testimony? He went to a group of people that nobody else wanted him to go to. But God told him to go to. But at the start, he wasn't going to go. And the anointing and the presence of God lifted off him for several months till he changed his mind. And he went the way God wanted him to go. And God has a way for you to go. Somebody else's way might not be the way that God wants for you. You must go the way that God wants you to go. Not the way somebody else wants for you. The way God wants for you. Their way is not your way. God has a way for you, a chosen way, a prepared way. And if you go God's way, God will be with you. God will be with you. Hallelujah. That prophet said, and he said, Lord, I'll go. And the engine started. The engine started. Hallelujah. That engine started. And I tell you, he went. And all the miracles. All the miracles. You hear so many people that don't know anything ridiculing man of God. But when you hear of the miracles, in 1946, when the angel of the Lord appeared, he said, you'll pray for kings and monarchs. I'll be with you. I'll go before you. You'll have 2 signs. As Moses was given 2 signs, you'll be given 2 signs. Then you hear people preaching against it, praying against it, condemning it, when they know absolutely nothing about it. And then Jesus said, one word spoken against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven in this world or the world to come. People that's never experienced the supernatural don't know anything about the supernatural. There's many good people this morning, but they've sat in the cold, dead denomination for so long, and they've heard cold, formal, denominational preaching that Jesus has changed. He's the I was to them. He's not the I am to them. He's not the God of the Bible, because the God of the Bible is the God of Abraham. He's the God of Isaac. He's the God of Moses. He's the same this morning, and he never changes. If he ever saved a drunkard one time, he'd save another one. If he ever saved a druggie one time, he'll save another one. I praise God this morning. He takes the down and outs, the on outs, the foolish things of this world. God takes them to confound the mighty. Don't look for the polished. I tell you, when the prophet came to anoint one of the sons for to be prophet, and Jesse brought all the sons out. And he thought, they're big, strong fellows. One of them. God said, not one of them. Is there nobody else? He said, well, there's a scrawny boy. He's out herding the sheep. He's only a young ruddy. And he said, well, go and get him. I can't sit And I can't believe till you go and get them. And as soon as he got them, God said, this is my choice. It wasn't the dad's choice. It wasn't even the prophet's choice. But it was God's choice. You're God's choice. Did you hear me? You're God's choice. The devil wants to tell you, you're not God's choice. But God is saying you're his choice. You're God's choice. Now there's no one else can take your place. Preachers preach God will put somebody else in your place. Absolute rubbish. They can't do it. Who would have took the place of Jesus? Not a one. God's a place for you in the body. Nobody else can take your place. Just like that mason when he builds them beautiful stone walls and there's some little stones in there. Maybe the little stone's holding up a bigger stone, but if you take the little stone out, that big stone moves out of place and it's no more in its right place because the wee stone's propping it up and that big stone needs a weir stone to prop it up. And I tell you, God's placed you. The devil's lying to you. God has placed you. God loves you. He died for you. He shed his blood for you. The devil's lying to you. But Jesus Christ has set you free right now. Amen. Right now in this meeting, the power of God's on you. I decree it right now. The Holy Ghost changing things. The Holy Ghost moving things. The Holy Ghost bringing crooked straight. Amen. Praise God right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I haven't got any notes yet. I'm not worried about notes. I want you to hear what God wants you to hear. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil's a liar. Amen. You know, when I was back in High Bank Jail, and I was in there, and none of my friends come near me. Not a one of them. They stayed away from me. I thought nobody loved me. The devil said, kill yourself, Tommy. Nobody loves you. You've had this, you've had that. He showed me all the negative. But I want you to know, at midnight, there's a voice came. There was footsteps came. And for 10 nights, a voice spoke to me. And the voice never said much, but he said the same thing every time he came. I love you and give myself for you. That was the changing point. That was the deliverance point. That was the breakthrough of all breakthroughs that changed everything. That let me know God loved me. Then when I studied the Word of God and I knew his love never changes. It never goes up. It never goes down. God loves you even when you sin. God loves you even when you fall. God loves you even when you make a mistake. Even when you backslide. God still loves you. Because he's forever married to the backslider. He cannot change. He cannot change. A vindicated prophet of Zion. He can't change. He doesn't change. What he says remains the same. Hallelujah. And this Bible says, I am. I am. I'm the Lord that healeth thee. I'm the Lord that saveth thee. I'm the Lord that's going to take care of it. I'm going to save your daughter. I'm going to save your son. I'm going to set them free. I'm going to change them. I'm going to deliver them. No matter what it looks like, no matter what they act like, I'm going to do it. Because if you pray and ask anything in my name, I've told you in my word, whatsoever ye desire, what do you desire? Whatsoever ye desire when you pray in the name of Jesus Christ, it shall come to pass because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's Malachi 3, verse 6. I am the Lord thy God, I change not. He's the same. He remains the same. His word remains the same. Praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you, you want to hear about a real drunkard? You want to hear about a real drunkard? I read about a real drunkard. That wee Methodist man. And I tell you, he was a coal man. And he worked in the coal mines. Billy Bray. I knew his name would come to my brother. Just had to wait for it. Sometimes it'll come to you. Just wait for it. Amen. Never run before God. They that wait upon the Lord. Don't rush before him. They that wait upon the Lord. After you've done the will of God, you need to learn patience that you might receive the promise. Wait. The Bible says wait on the Lord. Billy Bray, I tell you, he was a real drunkard. His wee wife was praying for him. She prayed real hard for him. And this night he come home, and every night he come home, he got drunk before he ever got home. And he went to the first tavern. And he went in. And he said to the boy, "What are you trying to do? Kill me. That drink's stinking." And he went to the next one. And he caused the whole row there so much to throw him out. Imagine that. Imagine a drunkard getting threw out. He got threw out. And he went home. And he went up into his room. And his wife wondered what was wrong. She never seen him for a long time. But he got saved. He got saved. Billy Bray got saved. Him and Billy Bray got saved. He's the man that shouted glory all the time. And he shouted so much glory that they said, "Billy, we're going to put you in a barrel because we're tired of you shouting glory." And Billy said, "You put me in a barrel, I'll shout glory through the cork hole of the barrel." You can't stop me shouting, praise God. He went to an auction and he said, "Lord, I need a pulpit." God said, "That cupboard will do you for a pulpit." And he bid on it, and he never got it. And he had this big conversation with God. He's saying, "Lord, you told me it, and I never got it, and somebody else got it, and somebody else heads home with it on the back of the cart." And Billy followed them the whole way home. And they got to the house, and they took it up the cart, and it wouldn't fit through the door. And they said, "We bought someone and won't fit into the house. What are we going to do with it?" And Billy Bray steps forward, and he says, "It's mine." And he gave them the money God told them to give for it. He said, "Take it with you. It's no use to us." I tell you, God won't fail you. God won't fail you. The pastor could fail you. The elder could fail you. The deacon board could fail you. I'm preaching you the truth. Look to no man. Never look to no man. Look to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ will never fail you. Your source is not the fellow that sent you £500. Your source is the Lord Jesus Christ. That person was just blessed that God used them. But they're not your source. God's your source. God's your source. And it doesn't depend whether he gets paid bonus this week or not. He's your source. And he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. All the silver and all the gold's his. You know that brother that your brother Lowe went and stayed with? My mother bought me his book some years ago. And I read his book, Leslie Hale. I don't care what they said about him. I know God used him. And there's an awful lot of people slobbered about him. And I'm using that phrase because you'll know what that means here in Northern Ireland. We've too many fancy talks when we need the real plain talk. Isn't that right? But there's a woman used to come and pay the bills every month. And she was dressed in black, all in black. And every time she'd come, he'd miss her. And somebody in the office would say, "You've just missed her, Brother Hale. She's gone. You've just missed her." And one day he spotted her going out, and he still missed her. But one month she never came. She never came to pay the bills. And he had big bills. He had to pay for the building and pay all the staff. And she never came. And he's praying and talking to the Lord. And the Lord said to him, "The woman in the black's not your source. I'm your source, Leslie Hale. Not the woman in black. I used her. I blessed her. It was me that moved her to come. But I'm your source." Amen. You know, many years ago, ever before I was probably born, the Lord spoke to my dad. And he said, "I want you to do meetings in the town." I think it was a temperance hall. Is that right, Mom? A temperance hall in Bonbridge. So as him and Desi Neal, God spoke them to do these meetings. But you know what they did? They told another fella. And that other fella, he got on the phone and he rang great evangelist so-and-so. And he rang some other great evangelist so-and-so. Once you look to some great evangelist, you've lost right away. That's the truth. Who are you looking to? You looking to some man? You need to look to God. That's who you need to look to. And this man said, "I've got your brother so-and-so. He's a wonderful ministry. And I've got your brother so-and-so. He's a wonderful ministry." But God spoke to my dad. And he said, "If I'd have wanted either of them two men, I'd have spoke to them. But I never spoke to them. I spoke to you, not to them. I spoke to you to do the meetings. Now these men's come to do the meetings." And they'd done the meetings, and one man preached against the other man. And the place was packed. But after a few nights, it was a disaster. Because one preacher preached against the other preacher. That's why you have to have unity. There's no point in me trying to get in the pulpit with some fella that doesn't believe in the Holy Ghost. Because he was preaching and passed away to the disciples. And I'll be preaching Malachi 4, 5, and 6. The spirit of Elijah's come to restore us. But he won't be preaching that. He'd be preaching, we're looking for the spirit of Elijah. I'm not. I've seen it. I'm not looking for it. And I'm not accepting prophecies that prophesy about it either. Because they're false. It's come. And the next time it's come, God's going to Israel. And we've gone. Raptured. But the meetings were a disaster. And they closed their meetings down. And then they eventually went and they got another little hall. And they'd done what God told them the first time. But they weren't as big, but God still moved. God still moved. You know, when William Branham went to South Africa, brother, all the denominational cronies, and that's what I'm calling them, I'm making no apologies for them. They get round him and they convinced him to go out of the will of God. They knew better than a prophet of God. Think of that. Can you imagine that Moses meets with a burning bush? Can you imagine Moses meets with God and God says to Moses, I am sending you. And some other fellow comes up and says, but how long, Moses? You know how Brother Branham explains it? He said, what would happen if Moses would have took one of them leaves of that burning bush down to the scientific laboratory? He says, God never would have done no more. And what are we trying to explain? How does this bush keep burning? It keeps on burning. What is it? What type of plant is it that it keeps on burning? It was a supernatural act of God. But Moses didn't go down and consult with them. Moses knew God called them. And they said to William Branham, they talked him out of it. He threw a stone up. And he said, thus saith the Lord, we're out of the will of God. And miracles happened in them meetings. Is that the truth? But hailstones rained on the meetings. And all them denominational preachers could run him and said, oh, Brother Branham, it's amazing. And William Branham said, what could it have been if we'd obeyed God? What could it have been? And you can go on the permissive will of God and you could be blessed. A woman can preach, but she's in the permissive will of God according to this Bible. I don't care what anybody says. That's the word of God. Who believes Paul's message? Paul said to suffer a woman not to teach nor serve authority over the man. She can operate one of the gifts. She can testify in Sunday school and the women teach women all that. I believe that. I believe she can speak in tongues and prophesy and all them things, but she cannot be a pastor. There's nowhere Jesus ever ordained it, but that's man today. That's man today. That's the permissive will of God. But what if we stay in the perfect will of God? What if we're in the perfect will of God? What if God wants you somewhere and you're somewhere else? That you're not where you should be. Then you get in trouble. And then you want to call on the Lord. What would happen if the Lord said to you, but hold on a minute, you're not where you should be. I never brought you here. I wanted you to be somewhere else. But you went out of my will. You see, when you go on the mission field, you have to know God sent you. You have to know the Lord sends you. And then when you know the Lord sends you, the Lord will be with you. Praise God. Look, my time's almost gone. I haven't even preached nothing. I'm going to close. I'm going to preach no more this morning. I'm going to do it all day. What about that? Because the devil's a liar. Amen. I believe the Holy Spirit's been here this morning. Amen. And he's still here. Hallelujah. Let's stand our feet this morning. Praise God. Maybe the musicians could come. Praise God. I don't know what will happen tonight, but I don't want to miss it this morning. Praise the Lord. We're going to close our eyes this morning. I want to hear if you have a problem, whether it's some unseen, whether it's seen. If you have a condition, some part of your body that's not working right, I want you to start moving it right now in the name of Jesus. I want you to make it work. If your arm's sore when you lift it, get it up. Get it up. Lift it up. Lift it up in obedience to the Lord. Hallelujah. If your foot's sore and you can't lean on it right now. Lean on it in obedience to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, Lord, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord, we know if we preach the truth, you are obligated to conform it, to confirm it. And Lord, I pray you'll confirm your word this morning. Amen. That signs with wonders and miracles in the name of thy holy child Jesus. I pray the power of God to come down that sister's arm, right down through her arm into her heart and into the body. I speak into the bloodstream. It'll begin to function normal and flow normal in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for that foot, that ankle, that it'll be normal, the swelling will go, the pain will go in the name of Jesus Christ. I rebuke headaches and backaches and toothaches and pains in Jesus' precious name. Pray for Matthew McDonald this morning. The power of God will hit him right now. Lord, touch him right now. Touch his eyes. Touch his body. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, move in your people. Lord, there's some sisters in this room stressed out. But I pray you'll lift the pressure right now. Right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I rebuke the pressure. I pray for the peace of God that passeth all understanding to come upon them right now. In the name of Jesus. For that wayward daughter, for that wayward son, we claim them. We claim them now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray you'll move on them. That you'll speak to them, Lord. That you'll bring them. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Lord, people that's praying for a financial miracle, grant it, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, prosper your people. Bless your people. Press down and running over the top. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. A brother's going to come. I'm going to sit down. A brother's going to come and we're going to worship the Lord for a few moments. Water the word. Press in. Believe it. Believe it. How shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they go? Except the Lord sends them, faith cometh by hearing and by hearing the word of God. God bless you this morning as a brother comes.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out. That song was wrote for the woman that had the blood issue. You know, whenever Jesus came by, he was passing by that way. He was actually on a mission. He was going to raise Jairus' daughter from the dead. And that seemed like the most important thing. It seemed like he was that much occupied with more important things that he wouldn't have time for this woman. But he had time. No matter how urgent the other person's need was, you see, that's the good thing about Jesus. He can be more than one place at once. And no matter how great someone else's need, don't think your need's insufficient. And don't let the devil tell you you don't deserve it. Because, you know, according to the law of Moses, that woman shouldn't even have been in the crowd. But because she had that blood issue, she was unclean. And every person that touched her or come into contact with her was unclean. And if they'd knew her condition, they'd have probably stoned her. But she was desperate to touch the Lord as he passed by. And she said, if I can touch but the hem of his garment, by faith she pressed through. I imagine that woman with a crowd there, said she pressed through the crowd. I imagine she had to get down on her hands and knees to get the border of his garment, because she was so desperate to touch him. And that's what this little chorus says. Reach out and touch the Lord. Don't miss your opportunity this morning. Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes by. And you'll find he's not too busy. He'll not turn you away. Praise God. He turned around and said, who touched me? For he felt the virtue went out of him. They said, Master, the crowd throngs you. And he looked around and he said to that daughter, to not to fear, to be of good comfort. And that he made her completely whole. And that, they said, that blood issue stanched within her. It stopped, dried up. And she was never more the same. Praise God. He healed her. He had time. And the Lord has time for you this morning. He just wants you to reach out and touch him. Praise God. Stop him. What will stop him? Your faith. Your faith will stop him. Praise God. Let's sing it again. Amen.
Reach out.
Reaching out to you, dear Lord. I'm reaching out to you. And we'll say it a couple of times over. I'll encourage you to pray this morning. Leave a time for people to pray and give thanks to the Lord. Amen.
I'm reaching out.